None of this is your fault. Whether by my mother's orders or Azari's, the serpents were here for me. And if I'd done a better job as queen, I protest, another chill shivering through me. There would be no rebellion and no Elysian oversights allowing access to a pocket of overcharge. Russ brushes up against my leg, trying to offer some moral support, but nothing can slow my pounding heart right now. This is my kingdom, Corey. When it bleeds, I'm the one stained scarlet. I'm the one who has to answer to the court for what my people have become. A sharp exhale takes all my oxygen with it. You're going to end this war, Adria, Corey says. I'm going to find out what's happened to me before whatever secrets lie in wait lead to war for the Dayfolk, too. And when all is said and done, despite all the wrongs we committed along the way, we'll both have made things right, made things better, for the Dayfolk and Nightfolk, for everyone. Despite myself, I reach for Corey's wrist. I need to feel the blood pulsing through her veins, the warmth of her skin, the promise that we are both still alive, still fighting. I wish it were just us. I wish there were another universe, a far-off galaxy, even just one planet where we could be together, hidden away from political conflicts and rising wars. I want to fall asleep and wake up in our own little pocket of private time, orbiting each other, spinning on the selfsame axis, our days and nights in sync, until we have no more left to give. For us, I say. A better world for you and me, despite the desert between us. I know we need, at long last, to part ways. There's no way around it. But I want to live in our kiss forever. For so long, even without having the words, I yearned to touch her. She should have died in my arms, and instead, she clung to me with newfound strength, with impossibly echoed want. She was as delicate as light in my hands. The dip of her collarbone, the broad muscle of her shoulders, the shooting star curvature of her spine, the gentle dip of her hips under my fingertips, the unapologetic desire of her lips moving with mine. I could taste her wordless promise that this is not the end, the memory immediately searing itself over all the others. A flame-bright burn across my entire brain, impossible even by the wildest imagination, to remove.